The third and final question we're going to look at tonight is, isn't it narrow-minded for Christians to think that they're right and everybody else is wrong? It's not narrow-minded if you've looked into it and found that Christianity proves itself trustworthy, is my answer to that question. I've shared with you tonight my own personal search for truth. I looked at pretty well everything there was to look at. And finally, I found Jesus Christ, or should I say, He found me. You know, I think that was probably more what it was like. I was looking here and looking there and just trying all this different stuff. And then when I was hitchhiking around Australia, trying to work it all out, I was picked up by a truck driver in northern New South Wales, and he was a Christian, a full-on Christian. Initially, when he told me about his Christian faith, the hackles went up on my neck, and I'm thinking, great, here I am sitting in a truck all the way from Brisbane to Sydney with a bloomin' Christian. So I was smoking profusely, and he was telling me all about Jesus. And we were involved in a head-on between that truck and another truck. Two guys in the other truck both died. And when I got out of hospital, myself and this truckie went and stayed with him and his wife and family in Sydney. And I lived with them while I was recovering from this accident. And it was during that time that I met some real Christians. This guy and his wife and his family. Eventually, after a few weeks there, I asked them if I could go along to their church. You see, I saw something different in them. I'd never ever seen it before in people that called themselves Christian. I saw and heard about a God who was alive and real and who you could know and who would impact your life and change you from the inside out. And that really got me thinking. And I asked lots of questions, and one particular Sunday night I said to them, can I come to church with you? I'm sure inside they were doing, you know, yippie dances, and but they were very, you know, sort of conservative about the whole thing. They said, yep, certainly, if you'd like to come. You know, it was like, yes, it's coming. So I went along to their church, and, you know, it was not a big church. It was probably about 25, maybe 30 people in the place, and it was just a little hall with a wooden floor and some chairs, and they started the music. And it was bright and happy, and the people were warm and welcoming, and I'm thinking, wow, this is amazing. They started singing the songs, you know, all the old songs that they used to sing back in the 70s. Joy is the flag flown high from the castle of my heart. All the ladies whipped the hankies out, started waving them around like flags, and I'm thinking, man, this is such an unsanitary place, you know. They had a testimony time where you could share what God was doing in your life. Being the introverted, quiet, shy individual that I am, I was the first one up. And I said, yeah, I want to say something. I'm an atheist. I don't really believe in God, but something or someone has kept me alive through this truck accident. And then I burst into tears. And all the people in the church went, praise the Lord. Because they knew something that I didn't. The preacher got up and preached. Can't remember what he preached. I remember it was something about John 3:16, because he said, I'm going to tell you about John 3:16. You don't need to turn to it because we all know what it says. And I spent the whole time thinking, I wonder what it says. But something must have hit home, because he had an altar call where he asked people in the congregation if they wanted to give their life to Jesus. And I'm sure it was especially for me, because there's only about 25 people there. If you want to come to Jesus, get out of your seat and walk to the front. So I got up out of my seat and I walked to the front, and I gave my life to Jesus Christ that night. Now, over a number of things, over the next year and a half, I didn't really switch on to the Christian faith. And it wasn't until my best mate got saved in Geraldton in Western Australia in 1979 that I really switched on to the Christian faith. And it was at that time, you know, like all of my friends were going, yeah, Rob's been into this and he's been into that and been into the other, and he's just followed all of these different it's over the years, and now he's just found Christianity. And I wanted to leave my town in Western Australia where I was living and working on the radio, and God kept saying to me, no, I want you to stay. And I was thinking, okay, I'll stay. And a few weeks later, I go, oh, but I'd really like to leave. And he'd go, no, stay. Was very clear. And so I ended up staying in that town from 1979 to 1984. And during that time, all of my friends started to realize that what I'd found was real. And that's why God wanted me to stay there. It wasn't just another it. It wasn't just another trip that Rob Buckingham was into. It was the real McCoy. And almost every single one of my friends during that 6-7 year period came to faith in Christ as a result of my testimony in that town. It was awesome to see. I remember sitting in church one day, and all of the seats were full, about 50, 60 70 people in the place, all people I used to rage with down the pub, all people I used to party with and do drugs with and drink with and all of that, some of them into different religions and stuff like that. We'd all found Jesus Christ as our Lord and as our Savior. It was wonderful, absolutely wonderful. It was great to see, and I'm so glad that I was obedient to the Lord and I stayed in that place. And so it's not narrow-minded for Christians to think that they're right if you have looked at everything else that there is to offer and you found that the words of Jesus Christ really are true, really do make a difference, that a personal relationship with God through the person of Jesus Christ really does change you from the inside out. Turn with me to John chapter 14, would you? John 14. This is a very clear, very straight statement that Jesus made. You see, because the argument is not really with us about this. The argument, if you want to argue with anybody, argue with Jesus. It's a very difficult thing to do. These are the words he said in John 14 and verse 6. Jesus answered, "I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." It's clear, isn't it? It's kind of black and white, really. No one comes to the Father. No one can come to God the Father except through Jesus Christ. Is Jesus just a good moral teacher? Well, if he is, then that statement, if he's a good teacher, that statement is true. If he's a lunatic, forget it. If this isn't true, then Jesus was a madman. Because no one stands up and goes, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to God the Father except through me." You would have to be nuts to say that, unless it were really, really true. And if it's really, really true, you cannot afford to miss that statement and to accept Christ as your Lord and as your Savior. As Christians, we hold strongly to what we believe, but we also support the rights of others to disagree with our viewpoint. Christians, at least in this day and age, do not kill people who believe things differently to them. I want to finish with this quote tonight, and that is this: wisdom often leads us to follow a certain course of action over the many other options. For example, when our family doctor prescribes a medication to help us get well, it's not narrow-minded to accept their advice, even though we know there are psychic healers and tribal witch doctors who would urge a different approach. The question is, who has the credentials we can trust? The answer is Jesus Christ. Let's bow in prayer together. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for your word tonight. Lord, I pray that through your word tonight we have seen that all the religions of the world are not the same. They're all actually radically different. Lord, we thank you that we've seen tonight that it's not narrow-minded to believe that Jesus Christ is the right way. In fact, it would be just like you, Lord, to provide one simple path for we simple folk to follow. And I pray for anyone in this house tonight, or anyone listening to this message on radio or a tape or CD, or watching this on television, that doesn't know you, someone that is seeking truth. I pray, Father, that they will find it in the person of Jesus Christ, just like I have, just like countless millions of others have. Right now, as we just bowed in his presence tonight, I want to give you an opportunity to respond to Jesus Christ. Maybe you've been like me and just looking here, looking there, trying to find truth, trying to find meaning in your life, trying to fill that empty vacuum within you, that God-shaped hole. Let me tell you, folks, the only one who can fill that emptiness within you is Jesus Christ. You can have a relationship with your Father in heaven, with your Creator, with your Maker, through what Jesus Christ has done through his death and resurrection.